God willing, Friday night, we begin the holiday of Sukkot. And the holiday has a number of unique and special qualities. One is that we leave our homes, our permanent dwellings, and we go outside to the sukkah, to the temporary dwellings. And the Torah tells us, that the generation should know that God housed us in Sukkot when He took us out of Egypt. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is we have the Dalet Milim, the four species, the Esrog, the Lulav, the Hadasim, and the Aravos, and we bring them together. And that's another unique mitzvah that we have on this holiday. And then we also see that besides for each of the big three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, that we have the idea of simcha, of joy, of rejoicing. But in Sukkot, we have a special additional aspect of simcha, that the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that we have to be besimcha, we have to really be happy. We have to be filled with joy. So, how exactly do we connect the sukkah, the four species, the Dalet Milim? How does that come together to get us that place of extra simcha, extra joy? So, everything has to be in context. We're coming off of a Rosh Hashanah, a Yom Kippur, where it says that God was closer to us at that time. Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo, that God is b'himatzo. He's close to us in the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, and we've gone through an awakening, right? We blow that shofar, and it's supposed to wake us up from our slumber. And Yom Kippur, we're at the height of our ability to cleanse and to atone and to be able to come through with an elevated consciousness and awareness. So then 5 days later, we leave our permanent dwellings and we go out. In a certain way, it's like if you think about it, we've gone through a process, and maybe it's only on the heels of a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that we can have enough confidence to be able to go outside and to leave the comforts of our home and to go into the place which is called Sila de Mahamnusa. We go into the shade of emunah, of belief. It's like we're saying, okay, we worked our way through this process, and now we're ready to really jump in, so to speak. We're going to live this. We're going to go outside. We're going to really feel more of the elements, and in that way, we're really kind of communing with Hashem, in a very serious way. And so we take the Dalet Milim, which are also coming off of the harvesting time. Maybe that's the idea. Obviously, any of the mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah because the Torah tells us that's what we're supposed to do. But perhaps this is also tying us to the nature of the harvest, to bring these very different species together, which are, some say, they're symbolic of the different elements within the Jewish people. But the idea is that we bring them together. And one of the things that we do with the lulav and the esrog and the hadasim and the aravos is we shake them. We shake them, we call them the nanuim, we shake them in the different directions, the six directions, forward, back, side, both sides, east and west, and then north, south, up and down. And so to say, in a sense, waving, perhaps these are the different, that to say that Hashem is everywhere, or that, there might be some other deeper Kabbalistic ideas. But what's interesting is that in the Hallel service, in the Hallel prayer, we shake, and then we stop shaking. When we get to Ana Hashem Hoshiana, when we say Hashem, we're looking for a salvation, we shake the lulav. But when we get to the next line, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, God grant us that we should be successful, we stand still. And I think that maybe this really, the idea that we shake in one and not the other, perhaps this will tie everything together in terms of what the holiday is about, because it's about joy and it's about something about an elevated sense of emunah. It's almost like by Pesach, by Passover, it's the time of emunah, but Sukkot is maybe putting it to putting it, actualizing it, putting it into practice. So when we come to ask God for salvation, we shake the lulav, because when we're asking for something like that, we're required to put in an effort. We can't just sit by. It's as the saying goes, God helps those who help themselves. So we have to shake. We shake the lulav. We're participating. Ultimately, though, whether successful or not, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, we stand still. The symbolism, as if to say, we recognize the fact that the ultimate success or failure is not in our hands. It's solely in Hashem's hands. But at the same time, remember the balance. Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, God grant us salvation. We're participating. We are partners in that process. So when we come to the Sukkot holiday, and we've gone through this special period of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we come to the Sukkah, and we go out, and we, at the same time, so we're jumping in. We're filled with, we're practical. We're ready to really live a life of emunah, a life of belief, of deep, deep belief. And then, and when we get to that place, and we show the symbolism of the lulav and the shaking, and then actually being able to stand still and be neutral when we recognize that that's all gone. But when we get to this type of practical, real life, we're living it. I don't think there's any greater joy when we're able to internalize the emunah, this deep-seated belief. So I heard from Rav Biederman. I saw he said that there's a promise that if a person has joy on Sukkot, that you'll have joy and you'll have simcha the rest of the year. So we have to v'samachta b'chagecha, and then what will happen is you'll have simcha. So the blessing is that we should really enjoy Sukkos, enjoy going into the sukkah, communing with Hashem, being with our family and friends, or just our family, maybe some friends. But ultimately, we really should be able to sense Hashem's closeness to us, and then understand that that closeness and love that He has for us is so real. And then when we're able to experience that, we're able to really get to the deepest and most substantial joy and simcha that anyone can really experience. And hopefully we should be able to tap into that. And then with that, if we really experience our sukkahs filled with joy and simcha, that we'll be blessed with a year filled with genuine, special simcha, joy throughout the year. Wishing everybody a wonderful Chag Sameach, a good Yontif, and a good Shabbos.